This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armored vehicles rammed into the doors of Bolivia's government palace on Wednesday as President Luis Arce said the country faced an attempted coup and urged people to mobilize. He called for democracy to be respected in a message on his X account. Hours later, he announced the new heads of Army, Navy, and Air Force amid the roar of supporters. The new Army head ordered soldiers back to their barracks, and soon after, troops and armored vehicles started pulling back from Bolivia's presidential palace. 400 Kenyan security officers arrived in Haiti this week, part of a contingent of international police forces sent to quell gang violence in the Caribbean nation. At the same time, protests over proposed tax increases in Kenya turned deadly. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajalo reports.
Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti Tuesday on a mission to help restore order in the troubled Caribbean nation. Meanwhile, protests over proposed tax increases that have rocked Kenya over the last 2 weeks resumed. Several people were shot dead outside Kenya's parliament as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed the highly controversial tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday said that after having reflected on the content of the finance bill and listening to the people who are against it, he's decided not to sign it. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Haiti's Prime Minister Gary Conney visited the base of the Kenyan police in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday, where he doubled down on their joint commitment to regain control of the violence-ravaged country as the peacekeeping mission begins. According to Connie, 455 Kenyan troops have arrived. This is VOA News. The two oldest candidates ever to run for U.S. president meet on Thursday to debate unlike any other. One accuses his rival of being unhinged and a danger to democracy, while the other accuses his opponent of being senile and corrupt. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Biden and Trump, at 81 and 78 respectively, are the oldest candidates to ever run for president.
The left, will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Biden rattled Trump during their first debate in the 2020 race, leading Trump into what was viewed as a poor performance. Both Biden and Trump could be rusty. Trump refused to participate in the 2024 Republican primary debates, a decision that did him no harm, as he easily beat all his rivals for the party's nomination. Biden also has not been on a debate stage in almost 4 years.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The European Union is expected to sign a security agreement with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, pledging to keep delivering weapons, military training, and other aid to Kyiv for years to come. The agreement will lay out the EU's commitment to help Ukraine in 9 areas of security and defense policy, including arms deliveries, military training, defense industry cooperation, and demining, according to a draft seen by Reuters. Zelensky is expected to sign the pact at a summit of EU leaders in Brussels. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said on Wednesday border arrests have fallen more than 40% in the 3 weeks since U.S. President Joe Biden halted asylum processing. AP correspondent Haya Pendwani reports.
The department said that Border Patrol's average daily arrests over a 7-day period have fallen below 2,400 from before President Joe Biden's proclamation took effect on June 5th. That's still above the 1,500 mark needed to resume asylum processing. Here's U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas speaking in Tucson.
The safety and security of the American public is indeed our highest priority. We screen and vet individuals when we encounter them.
He added that while Biden's executive action is effective, Congress needs to step up. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Mexican President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum said on Wednesday she has no plans to increase taxes for the general population, but that her administration would continue to invest in major infrastructure projects and increase the minimum wage. Sheinbaum, who will take office in October after winning a landslide election victory earlier this month, also guaranteed to maintain social welfare programs expanded under her predecessor and mentor, President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.